Good morning, you guys. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Hope you got to see some family that maybe you hadn't seen in a while, and hopefully you didn't have to spend too much time with the people that you didn't want to be around. Moving on, looking at the week ahead, you guys, we are starting a new cycle with Proven. It's called Artemis, the Goddess of the Hunt. Dwight says that's because it's officially time of that time of the year to start hunting down our goals. This looks like it's going to be roughly a 12-week cycle, depending on when the open starts, broken up into 3-4-week progression blocks. It looks like it's going to really be focusing on back squats as kind of the weight portion, along with power snatches and power cleans. Sounds like it's just kind of going to be building off of this last cycle. We're going to see, you know, a lot of the gymnastics stuff, still a lot of the strength portion, and then hopefully a good mix of shorter to longer workouts. As far as workouts this week, you might just mention if you know of any athletes that really enjoy the longer, maybe a little bit more cardio style ones. It looks like Saturday, Sunday are going to be longer ones. During the week this week, we got back squats coming up on Monday, some ring muscle up progressions and handstand push-up stuff on Tuesday. Wednesday, we're looking at power snatches. Thursday, back rack lunges, dumbbell bench press. Friday, front squats and jerks. That's mainly the strength portion, and then the workout of the days are going to kind of tie into those. As we're 3 months away from the CrossFit Open, it's probably a good time to start kind of mentioning it a little bit more to the athletes. And as a gym, I want us to kind of think about the Open. We don't really care about CrossFit headquarters at all, right? We want to think of the Open as an opportunity for us as a gym and our members to come together and just have fun. So how, regardless of how you feel about the Open, regardless of how you feel about CrossFit headquarters, ultimately it's $20-$25. I don't know what it's going to cost this year, but it's a super low barrier of entry for people to try out CrossFit in like a pseudo competitive manner, right? And fortunately, we're going to be there coaching for the whole time for the Open, so we can really help make sure people don't get hurt. They don't do stupid things just because they're trying to compete with themselves. But again, kind of like Christmas is not about the presents, right? It's about getting together with people that you love. The CrossFit Open is not about CrossFit HQ. It's not even necessarily about CrossFit from a 5,000-foot elevation view. It's about our community and just having fun. So let's just look at it like that and kind of pump up at least the Open in our gym. That doesn't mean you have to get people to sign up, but get people excited about it. Come watch people that do and participate. Other than that, guys, we had a super busy Thanksgiving weekend, which is awesome. Just a reminder, as the gym gets busier and busier, it tends to get dirtier and dirtier. Use the athletes as a tool. Make sure we're reminding them, hey, clean up your guys' chalk. Please mop up, guys. Put all your stuff away. That way we as coaches don't have to do that after class, okay? So just a reminder, Katie and I emptied all the powdery old dusty chalk out of the buckets and put in new chalk. So hopefully that helps, but just keep gently reminding, or not so gently if you need to. Obviously, always be nice to the athletes, but remind them that it's up to them to clean up their mess, especially after they use chalk. Our bucks for burpees is going to be starting here tomorrow or Tuesday. That's why all the stockings are up there, so you can let the athletes know if they have questions about that. We are raising money, to give it to a local service worker. I think you guys should have all listened to Katie's thing. And then part of the money also will go to a scholarship fund, whether we have teens that end up, wanting to do the CrossFit program and get sponsored or something like that. We're going to kind of start just building up a little bit of a scholarship fund there. Last quick thing. The bench and the bumper plates got moved away from the coach's station. They just don't get cleaned on Sunday when the cleaner comes in if they're sitting there. And I think the bumper plates were just kind of cluttering things up over there. So feel free to have the bench back over there during the week. We're going to need to make sure it gets moved back there on Friday or Saturday. We'll kind of see how that goes if we're not able to move that bench back Friday or Saturday collectively as coaches. Then it's just going to have to stay out of the coaching station. Other than that, guys, I think it's business as usual this week. We super appreciate you guys as always. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Sunday. Take care. Bye.